You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of Sunday, February 13th's live service. Please enjoy the music from our worship team and the message, What Are You Looking At? From Pastor Ripley. God bless.
Welcome you here this morning, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. See you. of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, and pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
Come breathe in me, and I will rise.
us more and more.
Praise you, Lord.
Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you,
Lord. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, you're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Oh God, how I need you.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise God. How many are glad to be back in church? Praise the Lord. I'm excited about that as well, to be back here and to be able to minister God's word. It's been quite an ordeal, I have to tell you, but the Lord is with us through it all, and we thank the Lord for that. Just a few announcements, a few reminders. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. You can now e-transfer your tithes and offerings to the church at gracebooks@shaw.ca. And in your email, please specify any designated funds, i.e. missions. So just keep that in mind. And then Tuesday, 7 p.m., is This and That. This and That, folks. This is a live broadcast. Coming from our radio studio, in which I get a chance to share some of the things that are happening around the world. They're happening here in Canada and even in our own town. And we've been having some special guests that have been coming and sharing some of the things that they've gone through, especially the nurses. How many know nurses lost their jobs? People have lost their jobs. And, you know, the media seems to forget about that, concentrating on the convoys. But listen, the government has taken a lot of jobs from people. Come on, somebody. The government has taken a lot of jobs from people. And we have to remember that there are people, even in our own community, in our own church, who have lost their jobs, and we need to pray for them. So This and That is broadcast Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and then rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. Now, we know we have a relationship, a special relationship with our community, and this Thursday at 6:30 p.m., there will be a community church meeting. The last meeting, we had 150 people from around Creston, from around the valley, and we are going to meet again. There are special groups that are coming together. Now, there's no pressure. If you don't feel comfortable coming, that's okay. But if you want to be here, it's Thursday, 6:30 p.m., so please keep that in mind. And then Saturday, we're beginning again our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. So all the men out there, we encourage you, if you can, to be a part of this time of prayer. How many know this is a time to pray? Amen. It's a time to pray, folks. So let's keep that in mind. We're going to sing a song, a little bit of a faster song, I'll Fly Away.
To know that we're going to fly away one day to our home.
Come on, let's stand and sing it this morning. You're not singing that one?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. We're going to sing that one. Yeah, yeah.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. Weary days and then I'll fly away.
Amen. Thank you, musicians. You may be seated this morning. If you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. And I want to share for a few moments today on the subject, what are you looking at? Or another title could be, what are you fixing your attention upon? How many know there's a lot of things happening? Let me say that again. How many know there's a lot of things happening?
Yes.
Boy, there's a lot of things happening. All across Canada, in the U.S., in the world, yes, there's the possibility of war. And there's a lot of things to get caught up in, to fix our attention upon. But beyond it all, our eyes have to be on Jesus. Beyond it all, our eyes have to be fixed upon the Lord Jesus. That's important. Father, I just thank you for your word today. I pray as it goes forward that you would touch every heart, minister to every soul here in this house. Lord, we thank you for your word today. And we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us. You would pour into us of your precious Holy Spirit. And we're going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 27. And just prior to that, Jesus came to them walking on the water. And they were afraid. I don't know if you'd be afraid if someone came to you walking on the water. But they knew who Jesus was. Jesus says in verse 27, "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.'" And I find verse 28 one of the most interesting verses in the entire Bible. "And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.'" Now, this wasn't a request from Jesus. Jesus was not saying to Peter, "Come on the water." No, Peter here is making a faith declaration based on something that God put in his heart. He said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus is walking on the water. Now Peter is saying, "Lord, if it truly is you, command me to come and walk on the water with you." Oh boy, hallelujah. How many know that's what God is constantly asking us to do? Come and walk on the water with me. Hallelujah. See the miracle working power of God Almighty. Can you shout amen, somebody? I got to calm down this morning now. I got to pace myself. Thank you. "Command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come. Come and join me as I am walking on the water." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Can you imagine that? You're stepping out of the boat, and there you are, walking on the water to Jesus. His eyes were fixed on the Lord. Friends, it's amazing what you and I can accomplish if our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. What God can do in and through our lives if our eyes are fixed upon the Lord. He walked on the water to go to Jesus, and this happens to all of us. Verse 30. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, loud, voices coming. How many know when you step out of the boat, Satan begins to talk to you and tell you, what are you doing? What on earth are you doing? Get back in the boat. Get back to safety. How many know that the real miracle-working power of God is in that place where we feel uncomfortable? And you know what? God is calling us this morning to join hands with him in the name of Jesus, to fix our eyes fully and completely upon him. Don't look at the winds. Don't look, don't listen to the voices. There's so many things happening, but listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. You know, fear is the enemy of faith. Can I say that again? Fear is the enemy of faith. God wants to do something through your life, and fear raises its ugly head. You've got to press through the fear and take hold of the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Amen. He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. And Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, boy, you did a pretty good job. That wasn't too bad. No, Jesus challenged his faith. And he said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? How many know God is even saying that to us today? Step out of the boat. Fix your eyes upon me. Walk on the water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't doubt. Have faith in God. Faith in God can move a mighty mountain. Did you know how many things can be accomplished through one person? Someone stands up. Someone takes a stand. Someone says, you know what? I'm going to believe God. Hallelujah. It's that hesitancy. You know, someone has said, he who hesitates is lost. To hesitate. To think that you are not able to do it. If God asks you to do something, he's going to empower you to do it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, boy, it's a David and Goliath situation today in our land. It is a David and Goliath situation in our land today. Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when he got into the boat, this is interesting, the wind ceased. John chapter 6, verses 4 to 12. John chapter 6, verses 4 to 12. Went down the wrong road. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Can you imagine Jesus asking that question? And you're saying to yourself, "Hey, but you're Jesus. You know everything." But he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. Can you imagine being in the presence of Jesus and wondering how everyone is going to be fed? Beside you is Jesus, the miracle worker, the healer, the great provider. Come on, somebody. He's standing beside the disciples and they're saying, "What are we going to do?" What are we going to do? Have you ever got anxious? Fretful? What are we going to do? 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 What am I 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 going to do? There's a great crowd. How are we going to feed them? I've got bills. How am I going to pay them? And you've got Jesus standing right beside you, the great provider, the sustainer of life. Come on, somebody. Do you believe it or not?
Yes.
That he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. How many know cattle's expensive these days? One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, look at verse 9. "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many?" Have you ever thought to yourself, "You know what? I've just got a little. What can God do with so little?" I want you to get this in your spirit this morning, that when your eyes are fixed on Jesus, you don't see the little, you see what God can do with the little. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there's kind of a poverty mentality among some people. The sense is, what are you thinking? What are you thinking that God could do such a great thing? That God could take these loaves and fishes and multiply them? And Jesus said, verse 10, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number 5,000. That's just the men. That does not include the women and children. And all he's got is 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Can you imagine? And those people are expecting to get fed. Uber Eats. The call goes out to Uber Eats. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples. And the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish. Notice what it says here. As much as they wanted. How many know God doesn't hold back when he wants to bless? And when your eyes are fixed on Jesus, it's amazing the blessings that are poured out from the hand of God Almighty. Hallelujah. I love this. As much as they want it. I remember when I had a bit of poverty mentality, and I invited an evangelist to come, and I ordered Kentucky Fried Chicken. How many know that it would be nice to have a Kentucky Fried Chicken here in Creston? How many would like to have a Kentucky Fried Chicken here in Creston? Oh, come on. My wife and I were just believing God for a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Creston. And so I had the evangelist. He spoke. He came over to the house. And, you know, do you remember those big buckets of chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken? Yeah, I had one of those sitting on the table. And, you know, I was just going paycheck to paycheck. And we ate, and it was like we're almost finished. And I was thinking, wow, this is great. I still got half a barrel of Kentucky Fried Chicken left over. Until the evangelist said, you know, I'd like to have a little bit more. And my heart sank. My heart sank because I was depending on Kentucky Fried Chicken for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. How many know God's bigger than that? God is bigger than any need we have when our eyes are fixed on Jesus. He says, you know what? Let them have as much as they want. You know, the Bible says, open up your mouth and let God fill it. Some people open their mouth just like a little bird. Just give me a little bit, Jesus. But God wants us to open our mouth wide and let him fill it up. Hallelujah. Amen. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Post-COVID sermon, first one. Thank you. And you know what? They ate as much as they wanted, but at the end, they gathered up fragments that remained. They had an abundance. Are you hearing me this morning? Not just everyone well fed, they had extra. And when you have your eyes fixed on Jesus, you're not concerned about lack. You know what God is able to do. There is so much potential when your eyes are on Jesus. You know how you know your eyes are on Jesus? Because there's a peace. There's a sense of peace flowing in your life. That no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, God is in control. Can somebody praise the Lord this morning? God is in control. Trudeau thinks he's in control. But he's not. God is in control. God has a plan. God has a purpose. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, anything that bears down upon us. We need to lay at the foot of the cross every burden, anything that would weigh heavy upon us. We need to take and lay at the foot of the cross. And the sin, which can so easily ensnare us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How many are watching the Olympics? Nobody. You're watching truckers, yeah. You're watching the truckers. That's right, I understand that. The Olympics has faded off into the distance. But the Bible does say that we are in a race. And friends, we have to endure until it's over. Hallelujah. We can't give up now. We can't turn back now. It's time to dig in our heels, hallelujah, and stand fast in the faith that God has given us, hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. No. Looking unto the government. No. Looking unto Jesus. Fixing your gaze upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's our captain. He's our chief. Hallelujah. He's commander. He is giving directives and orders. Hallelujah. We want to follow him. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. When we get discouraged, when we get despondent, that means we've taken our eyes off of Jesus. When we begin to slide a little bit and we begin to wonder what's going to happen next, it means that we've taken our eyes off of Jesus. Even in sickness, it's easy to take our eyes off of Jesus. But we can't do that, folks. No matter what comes, no matter what attacks you, no matter what comes up against you, you cannot take your eyes off the Lord Jesus. Some people fall down because they've seen somebody else fall. They've gotten hurt. They've blamed other people. They've taken their eyes off of Jesus. I want to encourage you this morning that whatever comes down the pipe in the days and weeks ahead, keep your eyes on Jesus. Why? Why? Looking unto Jesus, the author of your faith. Hallelujah. It all started with Jesus. You repented of your sins. You invited him in your life. He is the author of your salvation. And I like the next word, the finisher. What he has started in you, he is going to complete. Hallelujah. That's his promise to you this morning. That what has begun as a good work shall be completed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enemy says, oh, yeah, you started good, but you're fading. You're finished. No, my friend. He's right there with you every step of the way. He's there to uphold you. He's there to sustain you. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to uphold you. Hallelujah. Even when you think that nothing is happening, God is in your midst to keep you moving. He's the author, and he's the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't fix your attention on the little. Keep your eyes focused on God, and you're going to see what God can do with the little. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When he says, step out of the boat, step out of the boat. Hallelujah. But keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. When the voices rise up, let his voice rise above them all. Hallelujah. I said, let his voice rise above them all in the name of Jesus. Let his voice rise like mighty waters. You know, when God has a plan, it happens in ways that we never thought possible. How many know that God uses the humble of this world to startle the high and mighty? Who would have ever thought that truck drivers would be the driving force? The high and mighty elite, as they sit on their ivory tower, thinking they've got everything under control. How many know that you're a Protestant? Protestant. That's right. You were born to be a protester because you're a Protestant. I'm just joking, but you know what I'm talking about. God can take something small and make something great when he's in it. And friends, I don't know about you, but my eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Will you bow your heads this morning? Father, I just thank you today for the strength that you gave me to deliver this message. And Lord, there are things happening across this country. We don't understand it all. We don't comprehend it all. But Lord, in the midst of it, all the moving and the shaking, our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, you're doing a work beyond what we think is even possible. And you want to begin that work in each and every one of us. And you're calling us to step out of the boat and to walk on the water with Jesus. Not literally to walk on water, but to see and to experience and to join hands with God, to see the miracle working power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray for Joanne and Lee today as they are in that hospital room in Cranbrook. I pray that the healing power of Christ would flood through their bodies. I pray that you would raise them up, O Lord. I pray for Mel Knutson, Lord, as well as he's in Cranbrook. I pray, O God, that you would touch him. Can you join with me this morning in prayer? We're talking about putting our eyes upon the Lord and what he's able to do. When we fix our attention upon him, Lord, touch Mel today. Father, I pray for Brother Warren that you will minister to him today and touch him physically, and so many others, Lord, Art and Peter and many others that are recovering at home, that they will feel the power of God flooding through their bodies today. We don't look at the power of the virus. We gaze upon the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring healing and recovery. So, Father, we just thank you today for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to invite the worship team to come just as we close. How many are glad they came to church today? I want to sing an old song. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord Jesus. I don't know if we know which one that is. I'm just throwing one out to the worship team. They didn't know I was going to add that one. Yeah, we'll try it. Let's stand this morning. Come on, let's stand. Let's stand and sing this old song. It's powerful.
Do you want the chorus and the verse? Or
the verses.
Okay, we'll try. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
It's a clap offering. God bless you this morning. I pray this week will be a week of many blessings, and you will be strengthened in your faith. God bless you. Take a moment to greet somebody before you head off today.
Thank you for listening to our service. Have a great rest of your day.